It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked, saw it, evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's like it's its own playground. That field is his playground.
We're back with more of the Score Afternoon Show with Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Spiegs and Anthony Herron on 670 The Score. That the Caleb Williams touchdown. We were talking about that sequence of plays there. All of the playfulness that was going on. The control of the field that the young rookie quarterback seems to have. Wanted to play this for you, Anthony, and for the listeners, anybody who didn't hear it. It's the first answer in Caleb's postgame, and it's about that touchdown, but it puts a fine point on something I noticed last week after the first game. We're like, the first time that he scrambled, he clearly scrambled to throw. Not scrambling to run. He scrambled to move the pocket and get right. And then to throw, to look to throw. And he only ran last week, the one time he scrambled for the first down, when there was nothing else going on. As he said, the seas parted. So this is after this game, when asked about that touchdown and what his mindset is as a quarterback.
Yeah, it's a little tough because I like to pass the ball. Even in scramble mode, things like that, I tend to lean a lot more towards throwing the ball for completion right in front of me, however it may work, something crazy or just throwing it to the end zone and things like that. So, they've been coaching me about attacking the line of scrimmage and things like that on my scrambles, on the rollouts, on the keepers and things like that. So I've been trying to get a little bit better with balancing that and taking what they give me, taking what the defense gives me with, whether it's a run for yardage or it's a quick pass in front of me or things like that. So it's always a constant battle to do things like that. You just continue to get better at those situations.
They're trying to coach him to attack the line of scrimmage. Hey, run more. Run. No, if it's there, no, we need you to run for it. It's just such a completely different mindset than we've watched young quarterbacks have for the last 7 years. Isn't it, Anthony?
And part of that as well, because he did reference, to be able to, on keepers and things like that. But in attacking the line of scrimmage, one of the things you'll coach quarterbacks on as well is that when the quarterback starts to climb vertically, even if it is still as a passer, it draws the defense to you in a different way than if you're strictly working laterally. As he runs sideways, like on the one that ended up being a touchdown run, he begins running laterally as he climbs the pocket at first and he starts working sideways because he is looking to pass, to your point. And the fact that he continues to work sideways, that actually ended up buying him time. That was a big part of what led to that touchdown run, because the fact that he began for such what felt like a long period of time working sideways, laterally, over and over again, the defenders are staying in plaster coverage. They're staying back there just thinking, all right, he's a passer right now. Mm-hmm. He hasn't declared himself as a runner. When you begin to go more vertical, when you're climbing the pocket, when you're working toward the line of scrimmage, that's where the defenders are more drawn toward you. It's almost like this magnetic impulse. When you begin to run at them, especially if there is something in their, in their scouting report that says, this guy can hurt us with his legs. When you begin to approach them and you close the distance between yourself and the line of scrimmage, yourself and that opposing defense, then they feel like they have to come out of coverage and begin to work toward you, so you're not in a position to pick up big yardage. So when you climb vertically as a quarterback, when you attack the line of scrimmage, even as a passer, it can begin to draw defenders out of coverage and open up throwing windows.
All right, it's good. Good to get the terminology fully understood there. To me, it's no coincidence that Aaron Rodgers is his guy, because Aaron Rodgers has always, in his whole career, looked to extend to pass, looked to buy time to pass, and then runs if he needs to. And
tell me if you pick up on something similar. I almost feel like he has got all the respect in the world for Patrick Mahomes. I feel like he's resistant to that comparison in a way that he's not resistant to any other comparison that people make. But he doesn't really seem to enjoy being called Patrick Mahomes or being comped with Patrick Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers, he's great with it. Matthew Stafford, he's great with it. It doesn't seem like he seems more resistant to the Mahomes comp than anything else I hear.
That's interesting. I'm going to try to listen for that and catch up to that. And I wonder what that is. If it's just that Mahomes seems to be one of one and you don't want to get comped to that. I don't know. I mean, Rodgers.
Like if he was being comped to Aaron Rodgers a decade ago, maybe he'd be resistant to that.
I don't know.
You know, but
does Stafford make sense to you as number two on his list? That's what came out a couple weeks ago when he was talking with Kay Adams. And he put Matthew Stafford as number two among all quarterbacks for him growing up and what he watched. And I've been trying to think about that stylistically. That's another guy who can run and has run when he needs to, but is running to create opportunities to pass, correct?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, and the fun thing with him in some ways modeling or appreciating Matthew Stafford's game is because Matthew Stafford, like you say, can run, but what most people appreciate about Stafford's game, what wows people about Stafford is his arm strength, his arm talent, which are really two different things, and his ability to put the football in places that most humans can't. And for Caleb, to look at that as an example of what he would like to be as a passer, yeah, the all-around skill set between the two of them, the Patrick Mahomes comparison is a far more apt comparison. Aaron Rodgers, far more apt comparison. You could even argue in some ways in personality early on, he comps well with Aaron Rodgers to that extent as well, being willing to be a bit different or unique in his personality. With Stafford, just purely as a passer, that's where, yeah, if you want to model yourself after somebody who can just stand in the pocket and just hum the football wherever he wants to, then Stafford is a guy where I understand why Caleb as a quarterback and as a guy who really wants to be this high-level passer and has those skills, why he would comp with Stafford, even though in mobility and playmaking, they're rather different.
See, we tend to talk about these quarterbacks through the prism of the numbers. And look, Aaron Rodgers' numbers are incredible. Mahomes' numbers are incredible. And Matthew Stafford's numbers are incredible. But I feel like we've been given a gift in this town of watching Mitch.
A lot of bad. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, the gift is like waiting for development that didn't come.
Yeah.
And listening to coaches talk you through it and talking to a ton of analysts about it and like how they would do it if they would teach it and why it's not there. Of like Mike Martz getting lampooned for saying that Justin Fields just doesn't see it. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't see it. And then, you know, eventually getting laughed at and Martz coming on and saying, yeah, you know, he looks good. He looks good. And then at the end, we're calling Mike Martz and saying, so you seem to be kind of right about this, you know? So we as a Bears fan base and a Chicago media have been given a gift to watch Mitch and Fields not developed, frankly, over the last 7 years. So now we should be smarter. When we're watching this stuff now, we should know what we're looking for. And now we're kind of seeing it. It's jumping off the screen.
It is. And the way that we evaluate each step, kind of each phase of what Caleb's going through, it's colored by the experience of just here recently, first round quarterback after first round quarterback, and now a third first round quarterback. The hopefulness that's there for Caleb to develop is understandable, while at the same time, there is going to be, especially once we get into the regular season and he's playing full games against starting defenses and whatever struggles do show up, the frustration that will be felt, and you know, Justin felt it early in his career, and I would imagine whatever time Caleb struggles a little bit, he's going to feel that and hear that and experience that in an even enhanced way from what Justin did early in his time here. Because it's not just the Caleb portion of the evaluation. It's exactly what you're saying. Everyone feels the shrapnel of Trubisky not developing here and Fields not developing here. And now Caleb will have to answer for all that. He'll have to answer for Mitch's entire time here and for Justin's entire time here. And the way that folks view him will not only be through the rookie quarterback Caleb Williams prism, it'll be through, for some people, decades and decades of Bears QB struggles. But you think about just this current time we're in right now, the Mitch and Justin,
years, man.
It's all happened right now.
Absolutely. So that's why, like, and I'm not looking to take shots at Justin or shots at Mitch, mm-hmm. but to deny that it's part of our mindset and part of our reference points, they are our reference points from what we have watched. I'm interested in your Mahomes thing. A texture says Mahomes is more of a peer than a mentor.
That I would 100% agree with that.
And that Mahomes is going to be somebody, they're contemporaries, and Mahomes is going to be somebody that you know, he battles against for the better part of the next decade, hopefully. Yep. Mike Florio wrote at a Pro Football Talk, and I thought he kind of tried to force the point that it's akin to watching the way that Steph Curry changed NBA players, that now we're seeing Caleb as an acolyte of Mahomes, that Mahomes changed quarterbacks. I think it's a little bit forced to me. Like Trae Young, I want to check the age difference between Trae Young and Steph Curry and Caleb Williams and Pat Mahomes, because Trae Young absolutely was Steph Curry 2.0.
Right.
You know, but I don't
Kobe
know if I
tried to emulate every aspect of what Michael Jordan was.
Right. I mean, this is how the world works sometimes, but I don't know if Florio's right on that point or
no,
not.
I dig that. I'd have to read the full piece, but
I would agree. Come on, man.
I think in concept that I would agree with that. I've probably even have said as much at some point, because it's the facsimile always has, and frankly, it's a part of what my hesitation in comping Caleb directly with Mahomes and what that means for the scope of his career, because to try and play like Patrick Mahomes, he's been the only one to pull it off at that level, and that's my hesitation.
It speaks in Anthony Heron right here on Speak of the Company, or The Dan Patrick Show, or Score Afternoons, the obvious and beautiful bromance and what we can take from it. That's next on The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.